Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Earlier this morning, we hosted the Democratic primary debate for PA Attorney General. We heard from the five candidates vying for your vote in next week's Pennsylvania primary. KYW's Connor Barkon was live earlier with the recap.
Five Democrats took turns answering questions about crime, drugs, and how they would stand up to former President Trump if he wins office in November.
God forbid he wins this election. We know what he's coming for. We know the rights he wants to roll back. We're going to need an attorney general who understands the Pennsylvania Constitution, which is going to be our firewall against that.
That's former Philadelphia Assistant District Attorney Joe Kahn. Philadelphia native Jared Solomon has represented the 202nd District, which makes up part of Northeast Philly since 2017.
I've pushed back on attacks on voting rights and abortion access, and I will take that approach to make sure we protect Pennsylvanians on these fundamental rights and freedoms right here in our Commonwealth.
Boston native Keir Bradford Gray served as the chief public defender for Montgomery County and also in Philadelphia.
Every battle that I've had has been a battle that needed to be won by someone who looked like David against Goliath. I was that David, and I had won against those wrongs even when they had the credibility on their side.
Pittsburgh native Eugene DePasquale served three terms in the Pennsylvania House and was the state auditor for two terms.
I'm a proud Democrat, voted for Tom Wolf twice. But when I thought the Wolf administration was wrong, I took them on as well. I'll do the exact same approach as Attorney General, regardless of who the president is.
Jack Stolsteimer, who serves as Delaware County's district attorney currently, says it's the AG's responsibility to serve the people who cast their vote.
I just do not believe that people want to go back to the kind of craziness he brought for 4 years as president of the United States. But if that's what the will of the voters is, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania is going to have to do everything he can to protect the principles and the values of the people of Pennsylvania.
And on top of this, all five candidates say it's time to legalize recreational marijuana in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia police issued an arrest warrant for Democratic Pennsylvania State Rep. Kevin Boyle for allegedly violating a PFA, a protection from abuse order. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more.
Police officials did not say what Boyle allegedly did to violate the PFA or who the order was for, only saying there was communication involved. It was back in 2021 when Boyle was arrested and charged with harassment and violating a PFA that his wife filed for. His attorney at the time said it was a domestic issue and he was not violent. Those charges were dropped, and Boyle said he got help for the mental health challenges he was facing. This warrant comes about 2 months after Boyle got in hot water over behavior at a Rockledge, Montgomery County bar. Video that made the rounds shows the state rep yelling at employees. Police say he was threatening female staffers. He was asked to leave and then came back. The employees, though, decided against pressing charges. Now, Boyle is the younger brother of Congressman Brendan Boyle. He's in his seventh term, serving the 172nd District, which covers parts of Philly and Montgomery County. He's running again, but is facing a primary challenger, Sean Dougherty. Boyle's office has yet to respond to requests for comment. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A surreal moment for two Eagles fans. When they performed at a bar in Bucks County, perhaps one of the best singers in the NFL joined them on stage to perform with the crowd. KYW's Nina Brody has more.
Local music group Kodima was playing at the Green Parrot in Newtown Friday night when they were approached and asked if Philadelphia Eagle number 68 Jordan Mailata could join them.
He immediately commands the audience, like he just has the natural stage presence, everything. And, you know, his vocals speak for themselves.
Evan Emerly got to sing a few bars of Amy Winehouse's rendition of Valerie with the offensive tackle. After the first song came to an end,
and he's like, all right, for our next song, we're going to do All the Small Things by Blink-182.
So Bobby Lenhart immediately started to play it.
When he said it, I just went right into it because I'm like, I wanted to keep him up there. I didn't want him to leave. So I just went right into the song to see if he wanted to stick around. And he did. And it was a good time.
The two said it was one of the most incredible experiences, not only as musicians, but as Eagles fans. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.